Hello and welcome to The Leaderverse with your hosts, Drew Lee, Lucas Sheradin, and me, Jesse Button. Are things feeling more difficult than they should for you? Perhaps you're in a season of your leadership journey where everything in every category of your life feels more challenging than you ever remember. Perhaps you're not giving yourself enough credit. As Coach Drew points out today, you're a leader, likely a business owner if you're listening to this. You're already in a tiny minority of courageous innovators. And so today, we want to talk about the impact of choosing hard things. Be encouraged, leaders. We have great news about willpower and discipline and more today on The Leaderverse.
Choosing hard things would be my topic of the moment. And we've talked about this in previous episodes and synopsis and little things. It's like, I asked a question to those that I coached this last week, is where do things feel harder to you than you think they should? What feels harder than you think it should? So, and prior to us recording, you and I were talking about, dating. Now, my wife tells me I'm happily married, so I'm not in the dating pool.
you're not. You're not in the pool.
I'm not. Married. I'm very, very, very off market. I think it was Jeff Foxworthy that said, like, I am so married. Like, I have this look about me that is just, I'm walking down the street with my head held low, looking for loose change married look. I'm so attached that I was out in an event socially, and several of my coworkers came around like in a protective way, and I was like, what's going on? Oh, that lady is totally hit on you. And I was so oblivious to it. I was like, no, she's not. and these work friends, like, they know my spouse, and one of them was like, I will whoop her, on behalf of Shanna. I was like, oh no, because I'm not there. But on your front, we were talking about just dating in general and how it's not easy. And what are those hard things in your life currently? Personally, professionally, where are things harder for you than you think they should be? And then exploring, like, why do we feel that way? Why do we feel it's harder than we think it should be? And are there paths to make things easier for us? I asked him this question this morning because his response was, I don't really feel like I do hard things. I was like, then I think you need to redefine hard, because anything that there is a choice of not doing it and not doing it's easy or easier could be defined as hard. If you're doing something and you have a chance of failure, and you're doing something that other people are choosing not to do, it could be as simple as reading books. I'm going to read a book a month, because there are a lot more people on the planet that do not read 12 books a year than those that do. The challenge sometimes is in your circles, like Pitbull sells, some of your friends, I'll show you your future, is when we get into our circle, a lot of times, most of the time, those are our peers. And many times our peers are doing things that we may compare or we may consider normal. Like, you might be in a group of high achievers, and your version of hard has become so diluted because all of you are doing hard shit in comparison to all of the things you most people choose not to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in business today, by the fact that you own a business, you're already in the minority, whether you realize it or not. The vast percentage of people are in a workforce. They work for other people. Mm-hmm. Something as much as 69% of populations are in stabilized or jobs, or they have a career of stability. Entrepreneurs are actually the exception. But if you're only in a group of entrepreneurs, you can easily, well, I'm not doing anything hard. So what are you comparing it to? What's your version of hard? What's your definition of hard? And then why is it harder? You mentioned, so sometimes it's, for you, it's really difficult or challenging to get started on something. I find the opposite's true. I can start 1,000 things. Finishing them is a bitch. Because I can look at my world and say, all right, I have like 20 books that are somewhere between started and finished in various percentages of being complete. How long have you been reading that book? 9 years. How long have you been reading that one? I'm almost finished a day. John Acuff wrote a really good book called Finish, which he said he thought he found the same struggle I had. It's like I could start projects and not finish them. And then you may be on the other front. It's like I have a really difficult time starting things, even if they're simple. So what are your rituals? What is your hard? What are you doing that's making it harder?
Oh, that's a really good question. That's a really good question. Around getting started, what am I doing that's making it harder is it's the simple act of avoidance. It's an act of self-defiance and self-sabotage that well, I learned this is turning into a therapy session, but I learned that I will purposely put things in my own way, even if it's my own poor attitude about something. I don't want to do that right now. It'll be fine. I don't feel like doing it right now. Sort of thing. I'll put things in my own way to make things more difficult because I'm actually just used to doing very difficult things.
What's an example of that?
So
Because
the
we're in a therapy session.
yes, yeah, okay. I had to, all right, last week, if I'm following a model where I have to create certain types of content, and it's like 12 pieces of content that I'm creating a day for different things.
Okay.
And it's really simple. It's really simple to do, especially for me. I've been creating content since before the job of content creator was a thing. And I can knock them out. I know I can knock the tasks out in a couple of hours. What I'll do is I'll say to myself, Jesse, you don't really feel like doing that right now. The content will be so much better. Your audience will resonate with it more if you're feeling it, you know? If you're feeling good going into it. So you should just wait. You should just wait. That sabotages me because there are deadlines. There are deadlines involved with this, but I do that to myself because the past 42 years, well, I haven't been working all of my life, but my entire working life, there's always been obstacles in my way. There's always been obstacles in my way. I have to defeat an obstacle in order to feel good and get started on something. So,
Even if you have to create one.
yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
that makes sense. That's all part of our programming. That's why, Mel Robbins, when she introduced the concept of the, 5-4-3-2-1 and the 5-second rule, it's like she confronts the misnomer or the belief or the myth that we have that you're supposed to feel like it. Like there's a universe that exists somewhere that says, I'm supposed to feel like writing. Or building content or cleaning out the garage. It's Vince Vaughn in The Breakup. You want me to wash the dishes? No, I don't want you to want to wash the dishes. I want you to want to wash the dishes. Why would I want to wash the dishes?
Honey, nobody feels like washing dishes. I don't feel like washing dishes. Nobody feels like it. She, it's
Yes.
true. It's
Like
true. She.
we think there's this world, it's like, as I've worked with top performers, many of them said, well, I'm not like other people. I don't enjoy prospecting for business, for example. I'm like, oh, so you think they do? Someone who's achieving at the highest level, it's because they enjoy doing it. No, none of us feel like it. But there's the difference of doing it in spite of not feeling like it, or making the choice to wait until you do, which is what makes us different. I maintain that anybody that listens to our podcast is probably already outperforming 80 to 90% of people in their profession. Every one of you listeners, I truly believe that because one, you wouldn't be listening, and two, you're already doing something that most people don't or are unwilling to do, which is invest in themselves and their own growth. But it doesn't feel like you think it should. So you're more hypercritical. You're not accelerating as fast as you think you should. And I've got to get further and further ahead. I got to get faster. I got to get more of these projects done. I got to build more content. I got to do these things. And the list of your expectations for thyself just becomes even more. Especially if you think you're supposed to feel like doing any of it. Because you've got a part of your brain that says, at all times, don't do that. There's this part of our brain that functions that says, but why? Don't do that. That's not comfortable.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah, you know, if there's a great movie, Inside Out.
I knew you were gonna say this.
Yeah, it has all these little characters right in our brain. And I think they left one out. They left out Lazy.
Yes.
Lazy is the character that is not in the movie, but like I can envision what Lazy looks like. Lazy has a cup of cocoa, a nightcap, you know, comfy PJs, probably a stuffed teddy bear walking around. And the whole time's like, I don't want to do anything, guys. Like, can you imagine that character? It's almost like the sad character.
Yeah,
but they're not sad. They're just lazy.
Yeah. I feel like Lazy would be contagious too. He'd be like, he'd be a little tempting. He'd be really tempting. He'd be like, come, you guys, there's a movie on back here in the bedroom and it's so comfy.
Yeah. Cause we all know the character Joy. Can you imagine? It's like, hey, let's go do this. This is going to be great. Joy, I love that about you. That is so cool that you want to go do that. Yeah, but hey, look over here. Did you see I have marshmallows in my cocoa. Have you tried marshmallows in your cocoa? Try this. Just try this.
Yeah.
And we all have that side of us, which... Are things harder for you? Do you think they're harder than they should be? Are you pushing yourself to do things that are really hard to your standard? Are you attempting to do too much all at once, i.e. having 1,000 projects, you know, going at one time? So what do you choose and how do you choose your heart?
I learned something this past week. I'll think of it as Dr. Andrew Huberman. He's huge right now. He was talking about an area of the brain. You probably know it, but I won't be able to think of it or repeat it if I saw it. But it's the area of the brain. It gets bigger when you do hard things. It grows in size when you do hard things, when you choose to do hard things. And they studied areas of the world where people live the longest. And the blue zones, I think they call them.
Mm-hmm.
In these blue zone areas, the people that live there, they're the largest. They have these giant things. So you're saying that people in the blue zones that live forever, if they're choosing to do hard, difficult things, they have difficult lives somehow, and that's how they're living. And that's how they're living so long. So there's a link there, which I think is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of these blue zone lives as, you know, these people, they take naps in the middle of the day. They sleep a lot. They eat really great food that comes straight out of the ground and out of the ocean. And that's why they lived long. But there's but that's not necessarily it completely.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think if you challenge yourself to do hard things, what do you think that would cause you to live longer?
It's as if the brain is a muscle. It's as if the brain is a muscle and we can train it in I'm going to do one difficult thing and then I do another one. And as my confidence grows in doing hard things, this area of my brain grows, my muscle grows as I train it.
Mm-hmm. It's the anterior mid cortex.
That's not that hard to say.
Well, I left out a word. It's anterior mid cingulate cortex.
Okay.
And it's activated by engaging in behaviors you don't want to do. And it can actually, there's a popular author out there that wrote a chapter in a book called, and it was, he said, willpower is not on will call. Willpower can actually grow throughout the lifespan by doing undesirable things that are hard. So you can say willpower is not on will call, but what if you could increase your willpower? Or it's like a cell phone. They make backup batteries, right?
Right.
You know, we just got back from a trip to Japan and, you know, I'm using my GPS a lot. That drains battery like no one's business. The moment you turn on GPS navigation, it's like, takes your battery down. So, you know, having a backup battery, well, what if you could give yourself a backup battery to increase your willpower, to increase your energy?
Sign me up.
Everything that we do, there's so much evidence that further supports hard things make life things easier. Artificial hard things make real hard things easier. Getting like in a cold plunge is the choice, right? And you can look at it and say, well, that's just stupid. Running a marathon is a choice. Running an Ironman or a triathlon is a choice. Competing in a choice. Doing anything that's difficult in an artificial environment, getting into a sauna, there are so many things. I see people work out and they do, you know, Spartan runs and Tough Mudders and all of this. It's hard. And then the first thing that makes it hard is it was a choice not to do it. And the easiest thing would have been to choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Going against the grain. And when you do those things, when you encounter real life hard, the heavy shit, dating, divorce, dying, the real hard, your body is more prepared because it's gone through all of the same chemical changes in moods and your brain has activated in certain ways. So it doesn't just destroy you. Because you said it perfectly, Jesse. The brain is a muscle.
This is such good news. Willpower can grow.
Yes.
It can grow. Like that's what I want. I look at all these great leaders and great salespeople that I admire. I mean, pick 10 of them. I have always admired, been jealous of, compared myself to their discipline. I always wanted that discipline. I want to be a machine, just like all these people that wake up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is and jump into their ice bath and then run 2 marathons before breakfast, you know. I want to be a machine. Good news, you can train your discipline. You can grow your willpower by following this formula of doing hard things, choosing small, hard things.
Yes. Which as small, hard things lead to bigger, hard things. And then if you find yourself in a dating pool and it's not going in a good direction, or you find yourself facing a relationship challenge or a financial challenge or whatever a challenge is, it doesn't feel as overwhelming. It doesn't feel as big.
It feels exciting. I put myself in that position of after a little while of doing difficult things. Okay. I started a new job a year ago. As kind of as a volunteer, and then it grew into an actual job. I'm working for my church. And I had to kind of create my own way and figure it out. There was a lot of newness in figuring it out. And now a year later, it's easy. And I love when I have those challenges. They're exciting because there's now something in my brain. There's a feeling in my body that goes, I can do hard things. Oh, I can do that. We can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. It's great news.
So how do we do it? Pick your heart.
Pick your heart.
Pick your heart. Some people say, well, how do you pick your heart?
Yeah.
It's got to be something compelling. And I think it's looking forward to the completion of, you know, exciting and compelling enough to pull you through all the hard things that are going to happen along the way. Like I look at it as like, that would be like writing a book. For some people, writing a book might be easy.
Mm-hmm.
but the discipline to do it and to do the things and the activities of writing enough where you eventually have something readable. Right? For others, it might be a physical challenge. You know, paying off debt and becoming free and clear. The percentage of people who are free and clear in this country today, it's astounding, which
Yeah.
would mean, you know what? That's hard. I mean, when I say this out loud, it sounds stupid. Spending less than you make and investing the difference is the path towards building any kind of sustainable wealth. That sounds so stupidly simple. All of us should be rich. Everyone, every single person on this country, in this country, on this planet should be rich. Because what do you mean? All I have to do is spend less than I make and invest the difference, and that's it. That's it.
Is it?
Yes. Why is that so hard?
Why is that so hard? Because we want things. We want things. We want solutions. We look for other things. We want things
Yes.
immediately. We want to feel better now. Yeah.
Yes. So it challenges all of that behavior that says, but I want the marshmallow now.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for two marshmallows later. And oh, look what they have. I want that. I want a new car. They have a new car. I want a boat. I want this. I could have this now, or I can wait until I can save up and pay for it. No, I don't want that. That's what credit cards are for. That's what loans are for. That's what interest, that's, I can have all of these things now.
Right.
What makes it hard? There are so many things that you can choose as a hard thing, but a hard thing starts with something different for you that is uncomfortable, that will lead to improvement, that will make you a better version of you. It's hard for you. It will lead to improvement. It's something you're not doing, haven't done, haven't finished, maybe. And ultimately, just by completing it, it's going to make you a better version of you. So, what is that for you? You mentioned the word discipline. And discipline is a is an interesting one because I would say that's probably where most of us struggle, is the discipline of doing something consistently enough to have some measurable progress over time. Like I don't find that I'm disciplined enough to write. Like I'm gonna write a book one day on my list for like ever. What I found though is, and you know this because you get them, is I send a daily text. I started that in March of 2020. That has now been going consistently 5 days a week for 4 years now. I have over 1,000 texts that are a question, a paragraph, things that I've read, things that I've thought, conversations I've had with myself over. When you take 1,000 texts and you compile them, there's a lot of words all of a sudden that can be made up into chapters and be made up in pages. But so it's like what small progress that you have a choice of not to do it that makes you better, makes you improved, and you can find a way to be disciplined enough to create consistency over time, where you end up with measurable gains.
When you look at it that way, you are a very disciplined writer. If when you got ready to write your book, you would need to be disciplined in just organizing all of that. It sounds like it's already written.
So what is that in any context? What is that financially? What is that mentally? What is that physically? What is that in relationships? What is that in your spiritual life? What is that that says, you know, that's hard because progress is hard. But immediately we want to make this big, massive thing that's almost so hard there's no place to start. Or we can't see a pathway to completing. I want to be debt free. I want to be wealthy. Okay, how about just like not spending anything today. That's not hard. Sure it is.
That's really hard.
Yeah, because look at a month time. How many days do you go without spending a dime? You may find that's really hard. How many days do you go to the gym or you do something for 15 minutes physically? You know, like, you know, obesity is another one that's just fascinates me no more than, you know, like debt accumulation. Debt accumulation is such a massive problem, whereas it shouldn't be, because the way to avoid it's so simple is spend less than you make. And the same is with obesity. Obesity should not be a problem because it's as simple as, all right, do something physically for 15 minutes a day, or make sure you burn more calories than you can consume. Like, if you want a cheeseburger from McDonald's, that's fine, but make sure, all right, you're planning on running 10 miles that day.
Right. Sounds so simple.
Well, we just came back from, you know, a trip from Japan, and we averaged 7.6 miles of walking per day.
Wow.
There's not a whole lot you can't consume if you're walking 7.5 miles a day.
Yeah.
Your diet's pretty wide open.
True. We make it sound so simple. Choosing your hard thing, choosing one hard thing today and doing it, and knowing that that part of your brain, that muscle in your brain, is getting bigger, and the next thing will be easier, and the next thing will be easier, and the next thing will be easier. And then all of a sudden your life is this snowball effect of grace and ease and confidence and discipline, because you decided to jump into a cold pool today, perhaps.
If you expand the battery life of your energy, and you can expand the amount of willpower you have, you will get more things done. You will progress faster than you currently are progressing in anything that you choose to do. But if you stay in the comfort, you want to let that character make the marshmallows and walk around in the pajamas, and you let them win more times than not, then you'll find yourself stagnated. And then you'll do what most people do. Then we really start beating ourselves up for where we're really not where we think we should be at this point. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this down. I'm going to make a video out of it at some point. But I wrote this down. I want to wrap on this. Is that people say discipline equals freedom. Freedom from what? Mm-hmm. Discipline is freedom from self-loathing. See, everyone says discipline's so important, but they don't really think about explaining why it matters. So allow me to tell you why. Discipline is the strongest form of self-love. It's ignoring something that you want right now for something better later on. Discipline reveals the commitment you have to your dreams, especially on the days you don't want to do it. And the easiest thing to do would be not to do it. And the struggle is the future you is depending on the current you. What I believe is the solution to improving discipline and performance is the current you must do today what you expect from the future you. Don't sit on a couch and say, I'm going to start my workout tomorrow, or my diet on Monday, or write a passage, or work on a course, or do your CE credit, whatever it is for you. Have the discipline to know that today you, right now you, this moment you, has to do what you expect from the future you. Not tomorrow's fitness plans. They don't start tomorrow. They start today. Diets don't begin Monday. They begin today. They begin with your next meal. Saving money starts with looking at your Amazon account, whatever you have in your shopping cart right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And deleting that shit you don't need. Somebody just got really mad at me right now because they're like, you don't understand what's in my shopping cart. We have these such high expectations for our future self. And then our future self, that older version, is looking at you right now saying, yeah, yeah, stop making shit so hard on me. You want me, future self. You want me to be wealthy. I want my future self to have a six pack. I want my future self to be in great shape. I want my future self to have a great relationship. I want my future self to be very spiritual and connected with my higher purpose and my power. I want my future self to have, I want my future, I want my future, I want my future. And your future self is looking at you, be like, yeah, were you going to do anything to effing help me along the way? As you consume that double quarter pound cheeseburger while shopping on Amazon, thinking about, you know, swiping left and swiping right, while we're accumulating debt, putting ourselves in bad or poor health, what are you going to do for it today? So if we stop using the word discipline and we start using the word self-love more, what will you do to show yourself how much you're in love with where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
Pick something really hard that says, I love myself enough to do this hardship.